Hello and welcome to the Beaver Dam Podcast. I'm Reed Mastro, along with Giovanni Spadaro. Gino, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing fantastic. It was a rocky week, kind of up and down week for Bluffton Athletics. And we're going to start with your sport, actually, football. They took, unfortunately, another hit on the chin there. They lost to Manchester in Manchester, 28-21, dropping to 2-5 on the season. And from just looking at the stat sheet, I, of course, wasn't there at the game, but it looked like offense really struggled in the game. Just looking from the stats, a rushing game was kind of good, but then there's Brandon Koch. Brandon Koch went 15 for 39 on the game with three interceptions and only 128 passing yards. What was the tale of the game there, Gino?
Well, you know, going into the game, one of our best wide receivers, Keon Camden, he suffered a concussion, last week, and, he wasn't able to play today. I mean, play on Saturday. And so, he's one of Koch's favorite weapons, been great for us this season. Koch, he doesn't have a whole lot of experience this year yet. He came into the season as a backup. And, going to Manchester is never, an easy place to play with, it's basically in the middle of nowhere on, grass field. And so it's a tough place to play. It's a tough place to get acclimated to because, we're all used to playing on turf and stuff like that. We all knew going in that, it was going to be a tough game. It's not, on Koch, everybody has a bad game every now and then. But, it was a pretty even game all, the whole game. We battled, we tried to fight for it. You couldn't come out on top this week.
Yeah, just looking at the stat sheet, just team totals. Yeah. You said the game was pretty even. First down, 17-16. The total rushing was just 5 yards apart. Passing yard was just 10 yards apart. Looking at total offense, it was just 20 yards apart. The big thing was the final score just didn't show in Manchester's favor. And we talked about the struggles of the offense just very briefly, but how good was Manchester's defense?
Well, going into the game, I didn't get a chance to watch much film on Manchester's defense. From the looks of it, from me watching from the sideline, they looked like they had some guys out there that were flying around and making plays. They tackled really well from what I could see. They looked like they were playing pretty physical. And so, I think that was definitely one of the positives that I saw from their defense.
You mentioned Keon Camden being out of the game. You mentioned it was one of Koch's favorite targets. Did he target someone else more? I saw Micah Roberson had 9 more catches, but that's pretty much an average game for him. Is there someone that got thrown into the mix a little more?
Well, guys like Adam Duncan and Hunter Morrison, they definitely got to play a little more than they usually do when we're all healthy. Duncan played pretty well, and so did Hunter. Hunter had a big catch on a fourth down late in the game when we were trying to drive and tie the game up. Hunter had a huge catch, in traffic. It was really impressive, and it was huge for us. Lucas was definitely, someone that we were looking to. That's usually what happens every week anyway, because Lucas is one of our main guys. Yeah, Adam and Hunter, they really had to, play a bigger role on our offense this past weekend, and, I thought they did pretty well.
Speaking of playing a bigger role on the offense, Darian Greeley, we've talked about him on this podcast for a couple weeks now, especially when we're broadcasting the game. He was really a name that you didn't hear at all at the beginning of the season, and just this weekend, he had 26 carries for 138 yards, averaging 5 yards a carry. He's really stepped into a big role on this offense.
Oh, yeah, Darian, I remember the first time that he got some varsity playing time, and I was asked, is he going to be able to do this, consistently from now on, or is he going to be, inserted into the starting role and stuff like that? And I said, well, we got to see if he's able to do that against first-team defenses and stuff like that. And sure enough, Darian's been balling out against, defenses that we've been playing. And, we've played some pretty solid teams as of late. I know Hanover was a pretty good team. So, looking at that, he's only a freshman. He's got an extremely, extremely bright future. Watching him run the ball, he runs the ball hard, and he's very quick as well. And he can make people miss out in open space. And he's fun to watch.
Gino, you play defense. The Manchester team, just looking at stats, their passing game, they only had 143 yards in the air, gave up 200 yards on the ground. How did the defense play, and who are some players that really stood out to you this weekend, played very good ball?
Playing against Manchester's offense, we knew that they were going to try to run the ball, and they ran the ball 50 times against us for, like you said, almost 200 rushing yards. They had two really, really good running backs, probably two of the better running backs we've seen all year since trying. But, defensively, I think I think quite a few guys stepped up. I think Dylan Schaefer, our middle linebacker, stepped up. He made a lot of tackles. Tyler Showalter definitely stepped up. Showalter had, you know, a sack. He had a pick six. You know, I think he had a handful of tackles. He might have had like 10 tackles or something like that. So he definitely stepped up and was huge for us defensively. I thought our defense actually, you know, like played pretty solid, you know, for going against that team and under the circumstances that we were, you know, in, you know, traveling to Manchester and playing on that type of field in that environment. You know, our offense was struggling a little bit early. And so I think we, you know, we actually did a fairly good job, but, you know, we had some mistakes later on in the game, which kind of hurt us. And so, but all in all, I think we did okay. But there's definitely a lot of things that we can still improve on moving forward for these next three games.
So you're 2-5 in the season, obviously not having the season to this point that you guys were hoping for, but you still have two games that are big marquee matchups, that both Rose Holman coming this Saturday here at Dwight Salzman Stadium,
yep.
And then in a few weeks you got the biggest game of the year against Defiance at Defiance, and really can make a lot of people unhappy in two of these last three matchups. What are some ways that you're preparing for this weekend's game against Rose Holman, and even for that matter, for games going forward?
You know, we just got to, you know, keep focusing on the little things. You know, I think what's really hurt this team right now is due to how young we are and how inexperienced we are. It's just little, like, small mistakes that happen that just kill us. You know, we do a lot of really, like, really, really good things in games. You can see it on film that when we do what we're supposed to do, we're really good. But, you know, there's just times during the game where we'll screw something up, you know, blow a coverage for one play, or we'll blitz the wrong gap or something like that. And when we play good teams, like when we play a team like Franklin or something like that, or Hanover or even Manchester, you know, when we play teams like that and we make mistakes, you know, they're good enough to take advantage of us. And so, you know, moving forward to teams like Rose and, you know, Earlham and Defiance, we just got to focus on, you know, being more consistent, you know, preparing and focusing in on practice for every single snap, even when you're not in practice. If you're on the sideline, you know, paying attention and getting mental reps, just making sure that, you know, we know what's going on every single play. And I think definitely got to prepare that way. So, you know, come Saturdays, we're locked in and, you know, we can play mistake-free football.
All right, moving on to men's soccer. The men's soccer team took two very close losses this week, one against Anderson, which they lost 2-1 at Anderson. Anderson improved to 9-6-1 on the season, while the men stood at 1-13 at the time. And then they lost to Rose Holman over the weekend. And Rose Holman is the leader in the HCAC. They are 11-4-1 overall and 6-1 in the HCAC. But they're just 1-and that makes Bluffton 1-14 overall on the season. Both games, Bluffton defense struggled. As in the Anderson game, they were outshot, I guess. Anderson had 18 to just Bluffton's 5 shots, and especially with just 12-3 on frame. And then the next game, the defense absolutely was nowhere to be seen, as the Engineers finished with a 26-3 shot advantage, including 9-2 on frame. Now, while Bluffton did fight close, really, their defense has been a struggle all season long. I mean, goals, just looking at the season, Bluffton has just 14 goals on 97 shots, and they've given up 58 on 357 shots. That's almost a 250-shot difference. And you play defense. Defense is absolutely crucial to any sport.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, the objective of defense is to, you know, stop the opponent from scoring. And as, I mean, from what it looks like, Bluffton actually do what, I mean, from the looks of it, Levi Smith did a heck of a job. You know, with that type of shot advantage that the opposing team has had on us, you know, to only allow 2 points to Anderson and 1 point to Rose Holman, I mean, he sounds like he did a great job. You know, defensively, yeah, I mean, yeah, it definitely sounds like there needs to be some improvement there. But, you know, I believe this team is very young. And, you know, there's still a lot of time for improvement to be made over the years. And I think we can already see some improvement. I mean, you're losing to a team like Anderson by one shot and a team like Rose, who's leading the conference by one shot. You know, it's never good to take a loss. But when you're losing to great teams like that, when you're in a rebuilding rebuilding period, you know, you can definitely take some positives away from it.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Levi Smith. Levi Smith had 18 total saves in these two matchups over the weekend. And this defense, they are struggling. Let's just call a spade. I mean, they're giving up 23.8 shots per game while they're just getting 6.5 on the offensive front. But a lot of it has to do with, as you mentioned, and we talk about it every single week, this is a young team. And you see it in football. I see it in baseball. The physical difference between freshmen and upperclassmen is absolutely outstanding. And I imagine, I haven't been out too many soccer games this season, but I imagine it happens on the soccer pitch as well, as these upperclassmen are just really taking advantage of these young teams and able to get past them. They played the game a lot longer than they have been with their teams a lot longer. So there's just a lot of physical problems and a lot of just experience on that field.
Yeah, definitely. As a freshman, you know, you still haven't gotten a chance to go through an off season with the team yet, to get your body in physical shape, to play a college sport. And so, you know, for these freshmen, when they do get the opportunity to go through an off season, you know, you'll definitely see a huge difference. But no, yeah, you're totally right. You know, when you're talking about freshmen playing against upperclassmen, there's definitely a huge difference from the physical standpoint, along with the experience standpoint, and even the mental standpoint as well. And so, you know, you just got to get time, got to give time for these freshmen to grow. They will. And this Bluffton team will be pretty good in the following years.
Well, if there's one thing that is very reassuring for this Bluffton men's team, it's that in the second period of their games, they're playing so much better than the first period. In the first period, they've scored just 3 goals and given up 27. Well, they've almost quadrupled their number of goals in the second period to 11 and have given up 30. So this team doesn't get winded, and they play hard. It could be youth. It could just be like the jitters of playing a new game, but they seem very well conditioned, and they seem like that's something that they can build on going forward into the following seasons. So going over to women's soccer, the women's soccer team played 2 games as well. They lost 4-0 to Anderson. Anderson extends their mark to 9-2-2 and 4-1-1. They are leading the HCAC, and that made Bluffton 2-12 overall, 1-5. But what really came big was Bluffton upset Rose Holman over the weekend, winning 1-0, bringing their season record to 3-12, 2-5 in the HCAC. And the big thing about that game is Brittany Huff comes up big late in the game off of a foul from beyond midfield. She shot it from beyond the center part of the field over the goalie's hands and gave Bluffton the 1-0 nod that they needed so desperately in a big upset against Rose Holman.
Yeah, you know, like I just said for the men's soccer team, because this women's team is also going through a rebuilding period right now, and they're also extremely young. And so anytime you get the opportunity to win a game against a team like Rose Holman, it's extremely great. And what it does for this team is that it fills this team's confidence. You know, it gives this team, it boosts their morale, you know, and it lets them know that, look, you know, we are rebuilding, but what we're doing is working. We're definitely seeing improvement with us. You know, you can definitely use this game as a building block to keep pushing. And you can also use it, you know, with trying to recruit freshmen as well. Use this game as an example of, you know, the potential that this team has and the potential it has to keep growing and keep getting better.
One thing that I mentioned about the men's soccer team, a lot of the same problems happen on the women's soccer team. They've given up 368 shots and 55 goals to just 10 goals and 120 shots. But then at the same time, this women's team is getting absolutely massacred in the first quarter, just scoring 2 goals and giving up 28. And while they have fared better in the second period, they've really got to up the ante. But the feel-good thing of the weekend, you mentioned that this was a good win, and it gets the momentum and the confidence of this women's soccer team up, is that this win came on senior day, and this game-winning goal was made by senior Brittany Huff. Brittany Huff has had a fantastic career here, not only on the soccer pitch, but on the softball field, and it's really a feel-good moment for something like this to happen on senior day.
Yeah, definitely. Being able to do something like that, you know, in your last home game, it's definitely something that she'll remember for probably the rest of her life. And so, yeah, I mean, it's definitely got to be happy for her. Definitely got to be happy for this team.
The cross-country team had an off week this weekend, but they will be back in action at the HCAC tournament in Manchester on Saturday. The men compete at 11 a.m. and the women compete at 12 p.m. So we wish them the best of luck in the conference tournament. Moving on to volleyball. Volleyball had two big wins in the conference, improving their record to 15-10 and 5-2 in the HCAC. Their first win came on Wednesday against Anderson, which they won 3-2-1. And the big player in that was Bethany Martini. She had 3 aces in 1 set and had 15 kills overall on the day. And then the second win came over on Saturday as they beat Franklin, swept them 3-0. We mentioned Bethany Martini. Bethany Martini is leading the team and 377 kills on the season. Aaron Weisgerber, another big piece of this team, having 835 sets on the season. She's averaging 9 sets per set. Sydney Muller, she's averaging over 5.5 digs per set. And these three players are really got to gear up getting 2 big wins going into the conference tournament, which is just in a week or so.
Yeah, you know, looking at this volleyball team, they're defending conference champions, and, you know, being able to get 2 big conference wins before the conference tournament starts up is definitely good for, you know, the confidence of this team, you know, because they did start off the season a little bit slow, but it, you know, it looks like they're starting to pick things up a little bit. Like I told Tyler a few weeks ago, or maybe I told you, you know, it's definitely something that you want to do, you know, throughout the season is you really want to be hitting your stride towards the end of the season. And when it's time for the conference tournament to begin, you want to be hitting full stride. And so for this team to get 2 wins against conference opponents, you know, it's definitely got to be good for the confidence and morale. And I would expect this team to, you know, keep improving and to be, you know, hitting their full stride come the HCAC tournament.
The cliche thing to say in this situation is it's not how you start the season, it's how you finish the season. This team takes it full-heartedly, and they've really taken that over the past few years. They play a tough schedule to begin the season out of conference because they know what their aspirations and their dreams are because they want to win their 5th straight conference championship this season. And for the past few years, they haven't been able to beat Hanover in the regular season but have been able to knock them out in the postseason. So that's something that they want to keep forward. And they're hot right now. I mean, just looking at it, they've won their last 3 matches. Their last loss came at Transylvania. They've got 2 more games in the conference before next week when the conference tournament starts. They play at Manchester on Wednesday, Earlham on Saturday, and they'll also be playing Illinois Tech on that Saturday. But then the conference tournament starts up just next week. So we'll see if the ladies will be able to win their 5th straight conference tournament. And that wraps up this edition of the Beaver Day. We thank you for listening and encourage you to come back and listen to us next week. Check out previous podcasts. Search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play. The WIT 96.1 podcast at Bluffton University. For more stories and information, check out our website, Bluffton WIT, and subscribe. This has been Reed Maelstrom along with Giovanni Spadaro and with Tyler Vila in the booth. We thank you for listening to 96.1 The WIT. Roll Beaver.